This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. An advanced World Health Organization team of medical experts is in China, as the number of people killed by the new coronavirus is now over 900, raising concerns around the world. Britain has declared the virus a serious threat to public health. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Britain has declared the new coronavirus that's emerged from China as a serious and imminent threat to public health. The Department of Health says people with the virus can now be forcibly quarantined and will not be free to leave. It named two British hospitals as isolation facilities for those affected by the disease and designated the Chinese city of Wuhan and a wider territory as an infected area. The shift in policy comes after a British man who caught the disease at a business conference in Singapore in January appears to be linked to at least seven other confirmed cases in Europe. Charles de Ledesma, London.
U.S. law enforcement officials say four members of the Chinese military have been charged with hacking U.S. credit reporting giant Equifax in 2017. They stole the personal data of nearly half of all Americans. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch says some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
We can't take them into custody, try them in a court of law, and lock them up. Not today, anyway. But one day, these criminals will slip up, and when they do, we'll be there.
The four are charged with conspiracy to commit computer fraud, economic espionage, and wire fraud. Authorities in northern Thailand began releasing bodies to relatives Monday after security forces cornered and killed a soldier who carried out the country's worst mass shooting. The gunman killed 29 people in a tragedy that ended Sunday morning when security forces shot him. For more on today's top news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.